I wanted to say another thing that's going to seem maybe a little strange, a little on the prophetic side, but I just feel burdened to do it. The verse Habakkuk 1:5 has been on my heart, where it says, look to the nations and be astounded. The Lord is doing an amazing thing. I don't know if you remember that verse. He's really talking about some judgment that's coming toward them, but many have used that, and I think it's good contextually as it relates to the general principle that God is often speaking to the earth through world leaders. You know, he'll move a Nebuchadnezzar around. He'll take a Cyrus and use him, and sometimes speaking through nations and using them to make points. I just want to bring attention to, and it's a big burden for us. I talked with a North Korean. I'm on a North Korean global team that's working on mission into there. You know about that. And so we were talking yesterday about stuff and the opportunities that are maybe happening with Trump meeting with Kim and then the South Korean. That's even maybe the bigger deal maybe is the South Koreans and them. I don't know if you saw any of those pictures. They were in the DMZ and together. I just felt like the Lord really spoke to my heart this last week that that we shouldn't miss the point that what seems like the greatest division on planet Earth can suddenly become a unified thing. And I believe that the Lord is devastating by his power princes of division. I don't know if you remember in Daniel chapter 10, Gabriel's trying to bring an answer to Daniel about, you remember from the Lord, because he'd been praying, and he ends up praying and fasting 21 days. And it says the prince of Persia, do you remember that? Who was a demonic force, really, was resisting Gabriel, and then Michael had to be called in to get him through. I don't understand all that, and we don't know. We get little glimpses into the heavenly realms, and I'm so thankful for them. And I think we're about to find out a whole bunch later that's going on. But I feel like the Lord really spoke to my heart, and take it for its worth and be good Bereans, but that because of the global prayer, there's never been prayer like there is right now on planet Earth, ever. There's never been missions like there is on planet Earth right now in places you cannot imagine all over the earth. And because of that, the Lord is really doing some amazing breakthroughs in places where, again, there's great division. Suddenly, there can be unity. I say that to you to say this. God's called us to be at peace with those around us as much as possible with us, for us to obviously forgive and not walk with offense. But I really feel like there's a season before us right now. And I wanted to alert you all, you may not be running a nation or doing or whatever, but where maybe there's been some division around you in your home or in your friendship or at work, I just would encourage you to pray afresh that walls of division would come down as you walk in the Spirit of Christ. I believe it's a season where we're seeing remarkable partnerships. Just heard about some more from another place. Remarkable partnerships between churches and mission agencies that never used to work together. The IMB is working with people. It's a good news. That's with the Southern Baptist. They're passionate about missions, but have classically not worked well with other people. They're doing it. It's an amazing thing. I sat with two Lutheran pastors who were kind of not the Missouri Synod, and there's another one, Evangelical Lutheran. They wouldn't even sit in the same room together. They were sitting in a restaurant downtown with us, and we were talking about prayer movements stuff together, and they're getting together to pray. And so I just want to encourage you about what's going on in the church, what's going on between nations, and to invite you to step out by faith into that. There's something about by faith, maybe things that you thought were divided a long time and never ever would heal, for you just to trust the Lord afresh that he might break through, because he can suddenly just repair the breach that happens in people's lives. Father, I pray for any of us in the room that are walking with some division around us or offense in our heart that causes that division. I pray that we would be in a season where we're able to see the bond of peace, the unity in the Spirit. I'm asking, Jesus, that thank you for what you're doing globally in missions, what you're doing among denominations. Just sitting in that room and taking communion with 21 city fathers in Wichita 2 weeks ago. Just thank you, God, as Presbyterians and Assembly God and Baptist and all in the same room, black, white, Hispanic, and we were declaring our unity in Christ. I praise you for this great day that's before us, and I pray none of us would be negligent and miss the amazing opportunity that prayers of millions of people, much of it 24/7, daily, never stopping, incense before you, it's causing an effect on planet Earth. We thank you that prayer in Jesus' name is stronger than hard-hearted dictators, that you can move them by the power of the church's prayer. The greatest hope on planet Earth is your praying, missioning, gospel-preaching church. And so thank you for what you're doing. And we just pray that. Pray that for our city where there's division in El Dorado. Lord, just break the breach, we pray, and open up our hearts that we might step into all you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Great.